chat I had with Jeff Stonebanks from the Garden Driftwood. Today, I'm chatting with Jeff Stonebanks, and if you know the name, that's because his garden is very famous. It is Driftwood, and they queue out the, well, I'd say out on the road.
Well, it has been known on occasions, yeah.
Yeah. You are famous.
I think the word's infamous, not famous.
I think you're doing yourself down. I've heard your garden is amazing.
It is, yes, it is. The thing is, when you own a garden, as any gardener will tell you, you look at a garden and you look at your own garden and you see everything that's wrong with it. But people that visit don't see that. They just see what it is at face value. So, yeah, I mean, it has been said. I mean, it's won lots of awards nationally and been in lots of Sunday papers and on TV. So, yeah, it's not bad.
Well, you may or may not know that I do a regular garden spot on a Tuesday and a Thursday.
Right.
With, I call him the plant doctor.
Right.
A.K.A. David Fitton.
Okay.
Who you may or may not know.
I may know the face, but he may well have been to my garden.
He is the plant doctor from Paradise Park.
Oh, yes, I probably do know his face.
But anyway, let's get back to Driftwood.
Okay.
So, Driftwood has been open... Well, it's open all the time, but you're here to talk about the 28th and 29th of July.
I am, which is, for the last 7 years, I've organised two garden trails, one for the Mayor of Seaford, which is usually in June, and this one for Macmillan, a charity I've raised nearly £54,000 for over the last 10 years. This is actually the 10th year of opening my own garden, but the 7th year of arranging this trail. It's something I do single-handedly, do all the advertising, all the recruitment of the gardens, the risk assessing of the gardens. Although the last couple of years, a lady called Aideen Jones has generously helped me do some of those risk assessments. All the publicity, all the marketing, the website. So it's a bit of a massive task. This year, we've got 25 gardens that are going to open across the weekend. Of those gardens, 21 are open on Saturday, 22 open on Sunday. They're all going to open 11 to 5, just one little exception. There's a garden in East Dean that's only going open from 11 to 4. And 21 of those gardens will be serving homemade tea and cakes. So no better reason than to go and visit a garden, even if you just want the tea and the cake, to be honest.
And the bottom line, how much?
Well, if people just want to see one gardener to go, it's £2. If they want to see as many gardens as they possibly can on either the Saturday, it's £6, or £6 again on the Sunday. So it's a bit of a bargain, really.
It is a no-brainer to be able to have that on our doorstep.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
People will be envious, actually.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I've got Facebook friends that are coming for the weekend from Suffolk, just because they did it last year, enjoyed it, they're coming back again this year. Mm. People do travel a long way to see these gardens, and I'm quite good at the publicity of it through social media.
Mm. By the sea on 96.3! And of course, all the details for visiting Driftwood and all the other gardens will be on our What's On page on our website. Now it's time for another level.